page 118. But the presumed concreteness and accessibility of historical milieus, these contexts of the texts that literary scholars study, are themselves products of the fictive capability of the historians who have studied those contexts. The historical documents are not less opaque than the texts studied by the literary critic, nor is the world those documents figure more accessible. The one is no more, quote, given, unquote, than the other. In fact, the opaqueness of the world, figured in historical documents, is, if anything, increased by the production of historical narratives. Each new historical work only adds to the number of possible texts that have to be interpreted if a full and accurate picture of a given historical milieu is to be faithfully drawn. The relationship between the past to be analyzed and historical works produced by analysis of the documents is paradoxical. The more we know about the past, the more difficult it is.